Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it to yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to have released Canadian pastor Artur Pavlovsky with us in just a couple minutes here. Before we get to that, I seen something yesterday. It was sent to me. It's rather disturbing, but this is information we've all known. If you want to take a look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, we've been on this for years, and we just keep inching up to it incrementally concerning the judgments and the takeover that happens through judgments. And what I'm talking about right now is your southern border. Most people don't realize that this has been going on for a long time, but I want to show you a brand new updated video concerning Real America's Voice and what's happening on the southern borders even now, friends. This stuff is really burdensome to me, to say the least. Check this out. This is happening now on the southern border.
On the second location, we're just down at the first one by the dam, and we're
all males.
Where the reservation
military-aged men.
We turned the corner. And this is what we saw, a couple hundred here already. We've got more walking down from the reservation. That's where they're crossing. You can see where the wall ends. That's why they're crossing there. The cartels bring them. They drop them.
Cartels.
And then this, if you just from an example standpoint, this group here, all men, all single men that came across. This is Joe Biden's America. And it's only getting worse. Title 42 is going away.
It's not Joe Biden's America. It's not Donald Trump's America. It's we the people's America under God if we're willing to hold on to it. That's exactly what was said to a woman that asked Ben Franklin, so what is it that you've given unto us? He said, a republic if you can keep it. Folks, I am so sick and tired of people talking about how this belongs to the next administration, and it's something that we've covered in the past, and I want to remind you again. Folks, the Republicans, the Democrats, again, unconstitutional. We all understand that. Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. It's set up to divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. We are ruled by God's moral law, premised on common law, okay? It's interesting how people believe that when the Republicans are in party, well, they're a government unto themselves. When the Democrats are in party, they're a government unto themselves. Both are incorrect, just like this individual is. Just wanted to correct it because it jacks me up when I hear people talk that way, because it fuels the narrative that they should know better, that they shouldn't feel when it comes to the useful idiots that are promulgating this nonsense. Let me finish this video.
This is coming to a city near you.
And keep in mind, it's the mayors alluring them into the United States of America on welfare dollars, all unconstitutional.
Where are you from? India? All India? Colombia?
Cuba?
Yeah, India, Colombia, Cuba.
Wow, isn't that interesting?
It's a border patrol. Again, we're seeing this where they don't have the resources to deal with it. We had three vans show up, one truck. They took the women and children. They're off.
and now we are alone out here with 120 men.
They're transporting men them in America when they
India,
get here, friends.
Colombia, Cuba.
Look, they got bathrooms for them. They got food for
and
them.
There's nothing stopping them from just walking on in because Border Patrol doesn't have the resources to deal with this.
Well, we're the American people to reinforce it.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democrats have invited
them
to this
country.
They're alone now. They're out here, now they're alone.
Although when Donald Trump was in office, he did absolutely nothing but lie to his followers, telling them about the wall, and then he continuously changed the narrative and the price and who was going to pay for it, only to find out at the end of the day there was only 100 folks. Listen to me carefully. 100 feet of brand new wall created. All of it was refurbished. Nothing more, nothing less. Where is that promise from Donald Trump? Folks, this is all controlled opposition, and look what we're having to deal with now because the American people fail to take responsibility when it comes to their government. It's no more Donald Trump's fault than it is Joe Biden's fault than it is Barack Obama's fault than it is George Bush's fault. It's the American people that allow these people to do the things that they're doing. They're destroying your country, friends. Just so you have an understanding as to how it is being destroyed, because it is being destroyed and it's being overtaken even as we speak now. I want you to check this out as well. It's a brand new piece by Fox News, because what's happening, three states are now standing up to sue Biden's CDC from lifting Title 44,
Bill 42. Who are suing over dropping this.
Listen carefully, friends.
They are from Arizona and Louisiana and Missouri. It is Eric Schmidt, the Missouri Attorney General, kind enough to join us on this protest. General, could I ask you, first of all, the administration is arguing that this is a CDC call, and I
listen, there's the CDC again. No constitutional authority, assuming authority that's never been given unto them,
sort of
brought into the conversation.
Just canceled a policy that many argue at least was working or mitigating the problem. So how do you plan to sue over that?
Well, I think, first of all, it's important to put this in context. Since Joe Biden's been in office, you've seen waves and waves and waves of
it's
illegal
Joe
immigration.
Biden's fault. No, it's not. It's the American people's fault for allowing Joe Biden to remain.
There's no question about it. Title 42 has been a very effective means for sending back hundreds of thousands of people who've come here illegally. And again, to put it in context, the migrant protection protocols or remain in Mexico policy was effective under President Trump. We have sued, taken that Supreme Court and won. We're fighting with the Biden administration to reimplement that. We've sued over the border wall, and that's in court right now. But Title 42 is another very effective piece under the Trump administration to stop illegal immigration. And this is, unfortunately, the Biden administration's attempt to, again, open up the southern border in a way we've not seen before.
Open up the southern border in a way that we have not seen before. Enough said. Enough said. America, I got a question for you. For how many years, for two decades now, we have been told by the mainstream media and corrupt politicians that we are under a Muslim threat. The only ones that are under attack, according, friends, according to that of the Homeland Security, that's Muslim stacked, the only problem that these people have concerning these agencies that have been created are a law-abiding American citizens, okay? We've been told that it was the Muslims for 20 years. Your borders are wide open. The only ones that are being harassed by the agencies that have been created, it's not the foreigners, it's the American people. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Americans, I'm just here to tell you, you're being overtaken right now. 18,000 illegals are bleeding into your country because your mayors and governors are inviting them in on your dime. They are stealing your money and alluring them in on unconstitutional welfare. Put that up against 2 Thessalonians 3:10. We'll be right
Hello,
back.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back, Doc. Welcome back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the left side of that page. Subscribe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to SOL Radio Live up on the top there. Subscribe to that page as well. It's a live feed. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side. BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in, we have a guest, Atul Pavlovsky. He's with us right now. If you want to call in, leave some comments. You can do that. Social media platforms, please do the same thing. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Really quick, I want to tee this up for Pastor Artur. And we see that he was headed to the trucker protest blockade, and we see Artur was arrested outside of his home. And this has happened several times now, folks, but I just wanted to show you this so you can get kind of an idea as to what this guy's going through in that of Canada. Check this out. He's being arrested right now.
Play these games for your videos.
The police officer is saying, you know, we don't need to play these games. They're like videos. He goes, you go dead fish on us, mocking him.
He's a preacher. What's wrong with you?
This is them arresting him at home unlawfully, illegally.
Wow. What's wrong with you? What, Bucko? This is a clergyman.
Get out of the
What's wrong with you?
You guys are the ones.
This is a clergyman. Do you understand that? This is a clergyman.
Oh, look at this.
You freaking Nazis.
Okay, you're going to be under arrest.
Okay? Wow.
You know, all these good police, folks.
This is a clergyman.
All these good police. just doing their job, as they're telling you. Folks, I'm here to tell you first and foremost, they're not doing their job. We've talked about this several times. They have become agents of the state at this point. And the fact of the matter is people need to stand up to this garbage. And one such man is Artur Pavlovsky. And I just wanted to welcome him right now. Artur, do we have you live, my friend?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for having me in.
Oh, yeah. Well, I see that you went through the whole process again with the said authorities in Canada there. And I got to tell you what, it fires me up just watching that, because I've been down the road, got the t-shirt as well, concerning some of the things that you've been going through there. And I know that this is what, the third cycle of arrest that you've gone through. Am I right in saying that, Artur?
This was my 16th arrest. I faced over 100 court cases and 340 tickets. Presently, I'm facing dozens of criminal charges, and this would be my fifth arrest within just a few months. So it's a total insanity, and just like you watched it, the police officers are upset with me that I go to my knees. And I said that to them multiple times. If you are acting like Nazis, well, then do the Nazi style. Arrest me on my knees with my hands behind my back. You know, visually, I'm making a statement. I'm trying to shake the Canadian public and international public and letting them know visually what's really going on. And you're absolutely right. They are giving me the cliches. I'm just following orders. I'm doing my job. No, you're not doing your job. Your job is to protect law-abiding citizens. I've done nothing wrong. I opened my church, and I was charged with inciting people to come to an illegal gathering, inciting people to come to the church, participating in illegal gathering church service, officiating an illegal gathering church service, not wearing a muzzle. I'm not your dog.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If you want, you can put your muzzle on your dog or your cat. I don't care. That's up to you. I am not your dog, and I refuse to put something that I know that does not work. So I am all for science. I am all for following common sense. Everything about COVID has no sense. It's not follow the science. Actually, contrary, is against the biologists, against the doctors, against science. All of this that we have been witnessing in the past 2 years is to subdue the nation. It's to control, to strip us from our rights. And they are, unfortunately, have succeeded in a big part. And people ask me, you know, then what can we do? Like, what can you do? Well, it's very simple. You're talking to a Polish immigrant. I grew up watching Solidarity Movement with Lech Wałęsa. I've seen the power of the millions of Poles taking to the streets. I've seen what can be done when people will finally stop fighting with each other and will unite.
Amen.
For their freedom. So I was invited to big rallies. So of course, that's what I do. I run a number of churches, but I also attend freedom rallies. And we have become so popular. We had 20,000 people week after week on the streets of Calgary. And I was asked, my last media interview was, would you consider running for a public office? And, of course, before I said no. But, I mean, I'm looking at those crooks, those turncoats, those traitors to our liberties, and I'm thinking, well, I guess if there is enough Canadians that would like a man like me, then I would consider running it. So the governor, the premier of Alberta, Jason Kenney, was listening, and I think he got scared because of my popularity right now. So I was invited to go to the Montana-Alberta border to Coots to conduct church service. I arrived over there. I did one in Milk River. It's 14 kilometers from Montana border. And then we were led by RCMP officers. RCMP is like your FBI. We were led to Coots, to a restaurant over there where I gave a speech. During my speech, I told them peacefully, no guns, no swords. This is a peaceful resistance. A Mahatma Gandhi style, civil rights movement style with Martin Luther King Jr. This is not about guns and swords. Peacefully, but non-compliant. We can paralyze the entire system if we simply will refuse to work for the tyrant. The RCMP let me go home. No problems. No one told me that I've done something illegal or I'm not allowed to be there. It was a peaceful assembly. I've done my church service, Lord's Supper. Off I went home. A few days later, I'm coming out of my house. and they were undercover vehicles outside of my house. And then it was absolutely crazy. Police vehicles, cruisers, detectives, undercovers. Like, I felt like I am El Chapo, Al Capone of Canada. And I was taken down and taken to be interrogated by our FBI, the RCMP detectives, and then our ship to prison, stripped naked, put in a metal box, solitary confinement for over 30 days, 1 hour a day I was allowed to come out. They were torturing us, threatening us. They were inciting inmates to beat me up. The guards were telling the inmates, hey, we will buy... accident, we will open the door, we will leave it open of Pazwolski, so we want you to do him, to beat him up. And the inmates, I have become a hero, I'm telling you. I had such a respect from the inmates that they would say, before we beat him up, we'll first beat you up. No one touches this man. And when I was being taken every day to a concrete treatment, so every day they would take me out, put me in a tank on a hard surface on concrete for hours. When I was coming back, the inmates were yelling, free Pastor Art, free Pastor Art. So I turned this unit into a prayer unit, into a church study after we sent a petition to the director that he needs to let us out together like other units. So they didn't like that. I turned the whole unit for my favor. We had, I was told by some friendly guards that our unit was the most peaceful in entire jail, and they didn't like that. So they kidnapped me from my unit. They came and they lied to me. They said, "You, Pawlowski, you have a visitor." And they took me to admission where the sheriffs were waiting for me, put shackles on my feet, handcuffs, off I went to another prison. Over there, they placed me in a max pod, which is a unit for extremely dangerous murderers, those that are attacking guards, beating people, stabbing, murdering. So they placed me there with a document that said that I am in administrative segregation and I will spend 15 to 45 days or indefinitely in a segregation. And I'm telling you, it was not good. The next day was the court, and I pleaded with the judge through my lawyers. I said, they're going to kill me here. They purposely are put me in a cell with freezing cold air, like air conditioning. I could not sleep all day, all night, shivering like this. No extra blanket, no pillow, just like Soviet Siberia. I mean, it was incredible. And then after the court, when the judge heard what is happening to me, of course, she was greatly concerned. They shipped me to, and listen to this, they took me from that unit to a mental unit. And when I asked the guards, where am I, they were laughing. They thought it was a hilarious thing that they've locked Pastor in a mental unit. They said to me, you're in Wild, Wild West. This is a mental unit. And they were laughing. They had a great time. So what I did,
Artur, I got to take a hard break really quick. I'm going to take a hard break. We'll come right back. No introduction there, friends. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Former President Obama is back at the White House for the first time since he left office in early 2017. President Biden inviting Obama to talk about the landmark health care law that has been dubbed Obamacare. The Senate in session on Tuesday, and Senate Republican leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the Biden administration needs to focus on fighting inflation instead of the president's proposed budget.
I can assure the president's team that many Americans are hurting a lot worse than they are. The very least the administration must do is stop digging. No more reckless spending, no gigantic tax increases that would damage the economy even further.
This comes as inflation in the United States was near 40-year highs in March, driven by problems like rising oil prices. You're listening to USA Radio News. A Michigan Republican says he will not seek re-election.
Representative Fred Upton, the Republican from Michigan, on Tuesday announced his retirement after more than 3.5 decades in Congress. Upton was one of the House Republicans to bail out of re-election after voting to impeach President Trump for inciting the January 6th Capitol riot. It should be noted President Trump was acquitted from the impeachment. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Around 70,000 people filled the streets of Lawrence, Kansas to celebrate the Jayhawks NCAA men's basketball championship, and three of them fouled out, police arresting three partiers and issuing a notice to appear to the fourth. KU came from 16 points behind to defeat North Carolina 72-69 Monday night in New Orleans. Five-time Masters champion Tiger Woods says he feels like he's going to play at the Masters in Augusta this week. The tournament begins Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, we have a guest, friends. If you want to check us out online, jump on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page, top left side of the page, or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you're on social media platforms, which you are, and or you want to call in and leave a comment, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Artur, I just wanted to say a couple things, because I'm telling you what. First of all, I didn't have a lot of that information that you just downloaded on me. There was no introduction needed. That's why we want you on the show. That's why Tim has you on the morning show as well. It's very inspiring. But I want to tell you this. People are looking to leadership right now. Men follow not titles, they follow courage. And when we follow the Christ, Proverbs 28:1 comes to my aid, where it tells us that the righteous are made bold as lions. That's why people want you in that position, because they know that you're not going to patty cake with the devil. And that's one of the things I wanted to say. The other thing I wanted to say to you too is George Whitefield was right when he said all politics that's aimed at the church. When the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, he meant touch not mine anointed. And all politics aimed at the church ends in self-destruction. That's exactly what's going to happen here. The fire's being fanned right now. This is going across not just Canada or the United States, but the world. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired. At least I am. I can tell you that. That's why we are out there doing the Great Command. Again, this is encouraging to me to see what you're doing across the border, because much of what you are doing is what we have been doing in the public arena, namely the high schools across the country, the colleges. And I got to tell you, the censorship has been crazy. It's just been crazy. But I also know that when the Lord said that, touch not mine anointed, he meant just that. And even tyrants know this to be true. That's why they're afraid of you, Artur. Napoleon Bonaparte said, the Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. So I just want to encourage you to keep going on with your bad self, because people are watching you on a global scale, my friend. And I did not mean to cut you off during the last segment. You were just saying something, so I'm going to hand it back over to you, Pastor Artur Pavlovsky. You go ahead and finish that thought. And I would like to ask, though, once you're done with that thought, if you could go ahead and start people off as to how this all begun. Did this all begin with the pandemic 3 years ago? Is that when this all began to transpire concerning the issues that you're facing today in Canada?
No, of course, this whole craziness started, at least for me, in 2005 when the Canadian government declared to us that giving free goods and services, so feeding the homeless people, was illegal. Distribution of printed material, Bibles, gospel tracts, illegal. Congregating in the park, illegal. Pretty much everything we were doing as a church was now considered illegal. They have done some laws called bylaws against the Constitution, against the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and ultimately against the law of God. We as a church, we are to feed the poor, full stop. We as the church, we are commanded to go into all the world and preach the gospel, full stop. Who those people think they are, those uncircumcised Philistines that should defy the armies of the living God? You see, we are desperate of a need of David that will look at the giants and say, who do you think people you are, Obama? Who do you think you are, Biden? Who do you think Hillary Clinton, like you witch? Who do you think you are? Don't you know that just in a brief moment, maybe today for you, maybe a year from now for you, but you're going to die and you're going to face the living God, and all your titles, all your palaces, all your money, all your skin mean absolutely nothing in the light of eternity. So before the break, I was just saying that when I was transferred to the mental unit just for a joke, I guess, I mean, they had a great time observing me over there. What I did, I did what I always do. I started to lay hands on the people. I started to preach the gospel. And soon I had my entire table filled with people listening to the church services. I was teaching them about Jonah. Do not run when God is sending you. You know, Jonah, fascinating story. And I think there are many Jonahs right now in front of our eyes, especially the clergymen, the pastors, the soldouts, the traitors, the turncoats, the people that were told to go and be the light in the darkness, to be the salt of the earth. Instead of going forward, they are running in opposite direction for all kinds of reasons. Maybe because they're like Judas Iscariot sold Jesus for silver coin, or maybe they're terrified of the consequences. Like, look, 16 arrests, over 100 court cases. I'm still a prisoner in my house. So even though they released me from prison, I am still a prisoner. I cannot leave my house 24 hours a day except Saturday morning for a few hours. So I'm still in prison. And people don't want to pay the price. And let me just say this to you. If it cost the father a life of his own beloved son, if it cost the son his own life and his own blood, do you really think it's not going to cost us anything? And if you think that way, I guess you have not read the Bible. Another thing I want to say, you're absolutely right. People are rising up around the world. They're looking for leadership. They're looking for the real deal. And how do you know who is the real deal? Well, you know when the people in front of you are willing to pay the price. Those people you are to elect. You are to elevate those types of people that through this craziness, they were willing to pay the price. They were arrested, they were ticketed, they were harassed, attacked. And of course, I spent 4 months in your beautiful nation. I met some people that were arrested by FBI in the middle of the night. I've met people that were hammered, ticketed, Rodney Howard Brown and others, Pastor Greg Locke and other people that I've met that are constantly being hammered by the wickedness of this corrupted political arena. Also, I want to tell you, as much as we, in the flesh, we want to avoid the fire, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the story is proving us that when you are willing to pay the price, when you're willing to go all the way, when you go to the fire, that's where God deals with your enemy. The first people that died were burned, were the people that threw them inside that pit. Also, in the fire, he deals with your bondage. He deals with your affliction. Remember, the boys were bound, thrown into the fire. And that's where Jesus showed up and set them free. You want to have a coffee with Jesus Christ? Go to the fire. He shows up in the fire. He purifies his church in the fire. Also, in the fire, you have a testimony. The whole world is watching right now for courageous men and women like Esther, if I perish, I perish, or Mordecai that refused to bow before the Haman of today. In the fire, you have your witness. In the fire, you have your promotion. So instead of running away from difficult moments, just say to God, here I am, Lord, use me. I may not understand what you want me to do, but here I am. Here I am. People ask me, you know, how can we pray for you? Pray this, that God's will always manifest in my life. I want to be in a perfect will of my God. Why? Because I know even if I will not like the pinch, I know if I am in a perfect will of God, how great is your reward, he says, when people speak evil of you, when you're persecuted and harassed and taken before the court. So I know my God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And if he wants me to be off the hook, all the charges will be dropped.
Amen. I was going to say to that, too, there's so much that you're saying. Artur, I got to say this. I've been on the radio for 17 years, and what you just basically preach is what I've been saying verbatim. They'd be saying, you're listening to Bradley Dean on the Sons of Liberty. So I praise God for that witness, first and foremost. Secondly, I want to go back to something that you said concerning King David, you know, who was raised up in the sheep cot and took out the lion and the bear by the Spirit of God, who came out fearlessly because Saul was standing there doing nothing but knocking his knees, capitulating in the face of that of Goliath, who was defying the armies of the living God. And David, the anointed man of God, would have none of it. It's interesting in 1 Samuel 17 how when King David went out, he not only took him out with the five smooth stones, one directed by the Lord took him down, but we never finished that story. And why, I don't know. Because if you remember right, David went over to the top of Goliath after he was dead on the ground, and he took Goliath's sword, and he took his own head off with it. And I'm curious to bring it back to you now, Artur. Is there going to be recompense? Because the Bible's clear when it says it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation to those that trouble the righteous. Is there going to be recompense from your camp in taking their sword in dealing with them lawfully concerning the violations that they have put you through over the last 15 years here?
Oh, yes, 100%. We are already contemplating hiring a new set of lawyers for a civil lawsuit. I will be suing them. Of course, those types of trials, they take many, many years, and I need at least $1 million for that. So I have to work slowly. I'm not a rich man, but I've decided with my wife, when I was subjected to this cruelty, for no reason, I'm not a violent man. I do not advocate violence. I have never been charged with any assault or any violence. So I decided with my wife that if God will allow us and if we will receive the support from other Christians to hire a good lawyer, we don't need just a lawyer. We need a pit bull. We need a lion.
That's right.
A lawyer that will not stop halfway through. I mean, we got to finish the job. David didn't stop halfway through it. God supplied his weapons. He had the staff, and he had the stones, and he had the slingshot. So I'm waiting for my staff, I'm waiting for my slingshot, and God is going to give me the smooth stones. I have to work carefully, because if we are going to launch this, I want to have the best team that I can master. And I have already people that are willing to testify on what happened in prison. I have people that are willing to testify of other things as well. So that's the plan. And okay, if God wills it, it's going to succeed. But now I'm just a few days outside of the prison, out of my concrete, which they were treating me every single day. So
I got a hard break, Artur. I'll pick you up again right after this break. We got 8 minutes left. left with you. Sons of Liberty Radio.com talking to Artur Pavlovsky. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It tells us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 32, and what shall I more say, for the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets. I see you, Artur, as very apostolic, as one sent, 1 Corinthians 12, 28. Not saying that you don't operate in the rest of the gifts, but I see you more as an apostolic individual than I do in any pastoral sense. Again, just my discerning here. Who through faith subdued kingdoms? Subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped to the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in the fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. And then it talks about how the women received their dead raised again. You know what? I guess, like yourself, Artur, I'm a believer that believes. I don't doubt, the Bible tells us not to limit the Holy One of Israel. I believe that this is the beginning of victories if we're willing to keep our hand to that plow and look not back. Nations are judged for not laying these things to heart. And I see that, and I don't understand it in America especially. And even some of the names that you said concerning some of the church leadership over here in America, I understand, I know some of them people that you named. Actually, I know both of them. But the church in America, is the greatest advocate to the gay agenda, to illegal immigration. They're the greatest advocate to what's going on in government. I mean, John Adams, the second president of the United States, said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. In America, much of that is completely gone. There's no adamancy. There's no vigilance. There's no diligence out there. And I'm telling you what, Artur, this is very refreshing to see somebody actually taking it to the face of the enemy outside of myself. And I'm not trying to put myself on your platform. No way. I'm not doing that. You know what? And the fact of the matter is I just got to tell you, I'm encouraged by what you're doing. I know that you're an encouragement to others. I know people are paying attention to what's going on. So again, I say just keep going on with your bad self. And I'm saying that in youth talk because we appreciate you, man. And scripture tells us this as well. In the book of Philippians, it tells us, and many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by your bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. You're encouraging other people to stand up and say, what's the worst they can do? They can take my life. Okay, great. I lost it when I gave it to Christ in the first place. And I'm going to make the most out of it during the time that I've been allotted here. And the Bible tells me that life is but a vapor. What are we doing with our lives? I say just keep doing what you're doing, like Eleazar, the son of Dodo in the book of Samuel, who just picked up the sword of the Lord and went after the Philistines all by himself. And then when it was time for the spoil, of course they're going to come back to you. But they're just not built for that. And guys like you are as rare as hen's teeth, for a better way of saying it. And I say that in a complimentary version of what I'm trying to convey from my heart. But I just give you a big high five. I got about 7 minutes. I want you to go ahead and share the information that you feel is necessary to share. We got about 155 cities listening right now. You go for it, Artur. And again, we're all ears right now. So the platform's yours, my friend.
Well, I just want to say to everyone that is listening and watching that the worst thing is hypocrisy in the eyes of God. Lukewarmness, a church that is that, you know, either hot or cold. Why? Once I asked God, why do you want us to be either hot or cold? Well, when you're cold, there is hope that you might become on fire for Jesus, for God. When you are on fire, that's where he wants us to operate, in the fire, just like during the times of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, is your testimony for the whole world to see. The world is watching right now, and what do they see? They see Judas Iscariot, they see soldiers, turncoats, traitors, yep, manipulators. They see lukewarm church. What God is doing, when he showed me a vision before the COVID hysteria started, I saw that fence, and God's hands grabbed that fence, and I saw people sitting on the fence. I could not see the end of that fence, and God started to shake the fence. And I saw people falling to the left and to the right. And when he was done, there was no one sitting on that fence. And he spoke to me. He says, when I'm done shaking, no one will be sitting on the fence, and everyone will have to choose either me or the enemy.
Amen.
Now we are in the middle of that choice. God is separating the sheep from the wolves, the sheep from the goats. The difference between the sheep and the goats is goats want to do whatever they want to do. You see, the sheep, a real deal, follows the shepherd. I want to follow my Lord. I want to follow my King, because Amen. Within his umbrella of protection is my safety. When I am following him, that's the ultimate destiny that God has intended for my life. And right now, we have so many people that walked away from their destiny, and they're losing. They're not just losing on this side of eternity, they are losing eternity. And that's a scary part. They have sold Jesus for a bowl of soup, the inheritance for a bowl of soup, or for a silver coin. So be on fire, go on fire, and if you need to go to be purified like gold and silver in the middle of the fiery furnace, so be it. Pray like me. God, may your will always manifest in my life. Not my will, but thy will, Lord. Even if I don't understand what's happening, even if I think the enemy has the upper hand. And because in the end of the day, we have to remember that when your life is in the palm of God's hand, there is nothing and no one that can snatch you away. And if God is allowing some hardship in your life, that means he has a bigger bigger destiny for you. That is a testimony that God wants to use in the future. So I'm excited. I believe that God is going to raise a lot of people that are after God's own heart, like David, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniels, Esthers, Deborahs, apostles of all those prophets, those amazing people that moved mountains for the kingdom of God. I mean, imagine Esther. She breaks the law, but she says, if I perish, I perish. In other words, it's okay with my soul. If God wants me to do the right thing and I'll have to pay the price, so be it. We need to be like Mordecai that sees the evil Hamans of today and says, no, I'm not bowing before you. I'm not bowing before evil. I'm not participating in this evil. I'm not your slave, Pharaoh. I know you think you own me, but you see, there is someone more powerful, Pharaoh, that owns me. And he actually owes you as well. So be very careful, because if you touch me, you're touching the one that owns me. And that's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's the one that created it all. So even my enemies are in the palm of my Father's hand. They are alive because God still has a plan for me and for them. So be encouraged. Stand strong. Keep pushing as hard as you can and unite. This is not the time to divide. And I understand we can have 10,000 different things that we can divide on. Now it's time to unite. Focus on the blood of Jesus. Focus on the name that is above every other name. Focus on the truth. The truth, the Bible says, shall set the captives free.
Well, this is the Bradley Dean Show. This is the Sons of Liberty morning show and the afternoon show, folks. I can just give it to our tour and say goodbye because he preached our message. I mean, you really did. Is it just you, our tour? You said that your wife is in the picture. Do you have children at home as well?
Yes, I have three children, my son Nathaniel, Gabriel, my second son, and then I have a daughter 12 years old. And I just want to say that God blessed me with absolutely amazing lioness. My wife is like, wow, when I was in prison, she fought. And my son Nathaniel is 22 right now, and he did protest outside of the prison for 44 days. This was the longest everyday protest in a history of jail in Canada. Every day he led the church into a vigil, prayer, music, declaration. I mean, I'm so proud of my family and my brother David and his wife. I mean, and the church that stood to the test. Wow, with people like this, we will not lose.
Amen. Well, we're proud of you too, man. Don't ever forget that. We're proud of you here in the United States, and we're just, I am happy to see what you're doing over there. You're shaking, rattling, and rolling. It was William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army, that said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And as you said, we're not going to bow the knee. You don't bow, you don't burn. And that's just the fact of the matter. How do people find you online, Artur?
www.streetchurch.ca. Streetchurch.ca, because we're feeding thousands of people every week on the streets of Calgary. Of course, I have other platforms, but I am constantly shadow banned on Facebook. I can have 10,000 likes, but only 2,000 views. You know, they're playing games, and YouTube has banned me for 3 months. So I'm looking for other platforms as well, and I'm going to build a website. But right now, www.streetchurch.ca, if you would like to be part of what we're doing, and if you would like to help me to hire those Pitbulls lawyers to go after the villains, you can donate over there as well.
I know a couple here in the United States. I'm going to see if they are in contact with you. Liberty Council is one of them out of Virginia. I do know the senior counsel over there, and he is one of those guys you just may be looking for. Folks, Pastor Artur released. He's fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, and we're standing with him. We appreciate you, sir, and hope to have you on again soon. Folks, we love you by one. Yep, appreciate you, brother. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back. I'm sorry. 23 hours.
See, capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.